Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Lots to talk about with Stratford Perth Humane Society. We've got Cree Toner on the phone lines. Good morning, Cree.
Morning, Jamie.
How are you loving this winter weather?
Oh, I'm still hanging in there. It was a little cold for me last week, but it's pretty as long as I'm inside. That's been my line all winter.
There you go. Well, I guess we're going to say goodbye to January this Friday, but that's also a PA day.
That's right. We have our first PA day of the year this Friday, January 31st. We have a really exciting lineup of presenters. We have Val, who's coming to make ice cream with the kids. She's a dairy farm educator. We have Cliff, who's bringing in a bunch of reptiles for the kids to meet. And then we also have Annie, who's going to be bringing in hedgehogs and geckos. So some interesting pets that probably most of us don't get to see that often. We do still have room in that. If you'd like to sign up or get more information, you can do so at our website, kwsthumane.ca.
All right. And we've got a very special get-together happening with Paws for Parents.
We do. We have a Paws for Parents happening on the 14th of February, so Valentine's Day. That's going to be an evening session from 5:30 to 8. Kids can come get dropped off. We'll do a little tour, make some Valentines for the animals, have pizza and a movie. So give the opportunity to go for dinner, maybe hang out with your friends, or just have a couple hours again away from the kids. Again, information and registration can all be found at our website.
Love it. That's a Paws for Parents, a date night, and that is for February 14th for Valentine's Day. You got to love that. And we got those paint nights that are always popular.
We do. We have another paint night coming up in February at our Stratford session. We're really looking forward to that one again. Tricia with Social Art is just incredible. She has the painting for this month up on her website, so you can register through her. And then a portion of the money very generously goes toward the animals and to our center, which we are super grateful to Trish for.
And we've got March break camps, of course, coming up. And, you know, we think, oh, March break's not too far away. It's coming up, that's for sure.
Yes, it is, definitely. Our March break camp in Stratford is actually halfway sold, which is really exciting, from the 10th to the 14th in Stratford. So if you've been kind of humming the line, it's probably a good idea to get the kids signed up sooner rather than later. We're getting some really exciting presenters booked in, as well as, again, amazing animals in our own center. It's one of my favorite programs that we do throughout the year, and I'm really looking forward to it this year.
And we should remind folks, especially for the Stratford Center, that the spay-neuter clinics will be back starting in February. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So they open Monday, February 3rd, when you can begin calling in to book your appointments. And they do tend to fill up very quickly. So if you didn't manage to get in last month, we would definitely encourage you to be on your phone, ready to call in starting at 10 a.m. on the 3rd. You do have to call. So that's the best way that you can get an appointment for your little cat or dog.
Okay, we'll share the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. And Cree, we've also got some big fundraisers and big events happening. Maybe touch on Bake for the Animals. That's still on the way?
Yes, absolutely. Bake for the Animals is back this year. One of my favorite fundraisers because it means I get to eat lots of sweet treats. There's a couple of different ways that you can participate and help support us. So you can host your own bake sale, and you can register online for that so people can purchase from you, and they'll allow for contactless payments that will go directly to the shelter. You can also follow the Pastry Path, which is partnerships with a couple of different places in both Stratford and Kitchener. Each place will give you a stamp card, and they are helping us, and they will you'll be entered to win some prizes when you purchase things from those places as well. And then you can also do offline fundraisers, or of course, just like financial donations as well are always very appreciated.
That is awesome. And my gosh, Cree, we've got Paws for Laughs back.
We do have Paws for Laughs back. That's, again, a fundraiser that I love. It's been something that I've been lucky to go to a couple of times since working at the Humane Society. So we have some excellent comedians lined up for our Kitchener, Paws for Laughs, and Stratford. You can find more information about all of them online, but it's a really fun night. You get to, again, see some stand-up comedians, enjoy some food and some drinks, and know that you're helping to support a really great cause through us at the shelter.
That's right. Put it in your calendar. calendar for March 28th at Revival House in Stratford. And we're going to share a hilarious video that's on the Stratford Perth Humane Society website featuring one of the comedians chatting with the animals. It's hilarious. We'll share it. But tickets are available now for that? Tickets are on sale?
I believe that they are on sale. Yeah, I believe they're on our website.
All right. My gosh, Cree, so much going on with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Anything else?
Well, summer camp. I know, again, we've just talked about March break. Summer camp does feel far away, but we opened our summer camp registration a couple weeks ago, and we have a few weeks that are selling quite quickly for that. So, again, if you're looking ahead to the summer, you want to get your kids signed up, you can definitely do that again at our website.
Wow, lots of information. What isn't happening with Stratford Perth Humane Society? You can give them a call, 519-273-6600, and they're located at 125 Griffith Road in Stratford. Cree, my goodness, thank you so much for all of the details. Cree Toner with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Stay warm, Cree.
Yes, you too, Jamie. Thank you.